So how open are you to being changed?
你对这个改变是否有开放之心呢？
My daughter has a friend who's nearly 30 years old who had never tried pineapple.
我有一个这个我女儿有一个朋友，她三十岁，她从来没有吃过凤梨。
And when asked why not, she said, because I won't like it.
问她为什么不吃，她说我一定不会喜欢。
And my daughter said, well, you've never tried it. How do you know you won't like it?
我女儿就说，你从来没吃过，你怎么知道你不会喜欢它呢？
And she said, well, because I've never tried it, I'm sure I don't like it.
她说，因为我从来没吃过，所以我知道我一定不喜欢它。
So she tried it.
所以她就试了一次。
And what she said was, I like the apple, but not the pine part.
所以她说她喜欢那个凤梨啊，她喜欢那个梨，不喜欢那个凤。
Now, food is not that serious.
食物不是一个太严重的问题。
But the question is, how open are you to being changed by the Word of God?
问题是我们对于上帝的话要改变我们，我们是不是有开放的心？
When is the last time you read God's Word or heard God's Word and it cut you to the heart?
有没有曾经上帝读上帝的话，而上帝的话却像刺透你的心一样？
Recently, I had been struggling with a situation of whether I should walk away or get involved.
我最近碰到一个难处啊，挣扎到底要把自己投身在其中，还是就放手不管。
And during breakfast with a friend of mine, he shared with me Proverbs 3:37 from the Message.
在一次这个早餐的时候，我一个朋友就跟我分享了这个箴言里面3:27这个地方。
That verse reads, never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person.
那节就讲到说，我们不可推辞向当向那应得的人施行。我们的手是上帝可以借着我们来行善的。
I said, John, I really wish you hadn't shared that with me.
我就跟我的朋友约翰说，我实在是很希望你没有告诉我这一句经文。
Because the word of God met my pride, and I knew I had to change my attitude.
因为上帝的话就指出了我心中的骄傲，使得我必须有一些行动。
I couldn't walk away. I was convicted.
因为我心中被责备，所以我就没有办法从这个样的情形当中走开，放手不管。
So our question this morning is, how open are you to being changed by God's word?
所以今天早上的问题是，你对于上帝的话有多少开放、愿意改变的心呢？
The longer we follow Christ, I believe we can fool ourselves into thinking that we have our lives together.
我们越是跟随主久的人，我们越容易自欺，以为自己在属灵的事情上都已经完全懂得了。
We know we don't know it all, but we think we know enough.
我们知道我们不是所有的事情都知道，但是我们觉得我们知道的够多了。
And that we really aren't going to change much more than we are right now.
我们也不觉得我们自己会从今天的我再有更多太多的改变。
And what can become dangerous is then we can open God's word to only read what we want to see instead of what he wants to say.
这种的危险就在于当我们把圣经，我们把神的话打开来读的时候，我们常常只是读那些我们自己相信的东西，而不是读上帝要向我们说的话。
Today in Acts chapter 10, we're going to see some incredible changes.
今天我们看《使徒行传》第十章，我们要看到一些非常令人震惊的改变。
Things that have been true for centuries are going to be challenged.
那些在几千年以来被视为理所当然的真理却被挑战。
Beliefs that were both cultural and religious are going to meet the heart of God.
当这些历代以来的文化还有宗教跟这个上帝的话冲撞的时候。
Now you probably know the story that was just read for us in Acts chapter 10.
你大概也知道这个使徒行传第十章里面所讲的这个故事。
But this morning I want you to put yourself in the place of Cornelius and Peter.
但是今天我希望你把自己放在哥林牛和彼得的他的鞋子里面。
Think about how hard it was for these two men to change based on their culture and how they'd grown up.
你设身处地想对他们这两个人来讲啊，他们要在他们所处的文化环境里面做这样的改变是何等的不容易。
So this morning we're going to look at three people, the outsider, the insider, and then us.
所以今天我们早上要看三种人，一种是在圈内的，一种是在圈外的，第三种人就是我们自己。
And all the time ask the question, how open am I to change?
并且在这一啊、这整整整个的啊、过程当中，问我们自己，我们自己是有多愿意来啊、被神改变。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we confess this morning that we love you.
啊、主耶稣基督，我们宣告啊、我们爱你。
But Lord, we also know that far too often we disobey.
啊、我们也知道，我们啊、却常常啊、不遵从你的旨意。
Holy Spirit, this morning challenge us with your word.
圣灵，求你用啊、今天早上的话来向我们挑战。
Show us anything that is blocking us from following what you want us to do.
让我们能够看见有什么东西拦阻我们能够完全的来跟随你。
Make us open to change this morning, please.
让我们今天早上能够对于生命的改变能够有一个开放的心。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Let's look at Acts chapter 10, verse 1.
我们看一下第十章的第一节。
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God.
在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥利牛，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人，他和他全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
Our outsider is Cornelius, a Roman soldier assigned far away from Rome in Samaria.
我们今天的这个圈外人是哥利牛，他被、他是一个罗马人被、派到离罗马很远的一个地方驻扎。
The Roman army only posted very loyal troops that far away from Rome.
罗马他只会把那些最忠诚的部队派到那么遥远的地方来驻扎。
They were too far away to keep an eye on them.
因为他们没有办法这么远的遥控监视这些部队。
And Cornelius was a centurion, which meant he was a captain in the Roman army.
所以这个哥利牛他是一个百夫长，也就相当于我们现在所谓的部队军队里面的所谓的连长。
He led 100 men in the Italian cohort, which was 600 men.
所以他带领这个大概100个人，在他们当时的一个营里面的600个人的营里面，他带领其中的100人。
And historians tell us that centurions were natural leaders because their men followed them into battle.
历史学家让告诉我们，这些当百夫长的人，他们都是天生的领袖，因为他要带领这一百个人跟他冲锋陷阵。
But Cornelius was also a God-fearer.
但是同时，哥利牛又是一个敬畏神的、虔诚的敬畏神的人。
That's a name that's used for people who are not Jewish but follow the Jewish teaching and participate in worship.
这个名词在当时是用来指那些虽然不是犹太人却愿意遵行犹太教各样的教导的这些外邦人。
We see in chapter 1 that he gave money to the poor and that he prayed.
我们看在第一章里面他就讲到说他祷告并且周济穷人。
God-fearers did everything that the Jewish people did except become circumcised.
他做了一切犹太人该做的事情只不过他还没有受割礼。
And so somehow throughout his life, this Roman citizen had turned on the hundreds of gods in Rome to worship the one true God.
不晓得为什么这个哥利牛他拒绝了当时罗马社会里面千奇百怪的各样的神祇，而却敬拜这么一位独一的真神。
Think about what an outsider he was.
你想想他是怎么样的一个圈外人。
He was an Italian in Samaria.
他是在撒玛利亚的一个意大利人。
He was a soldier who was forced upon the citizens of that country.
他是这个一个驻扎在当地用武力来这个治理当地百姓的一个人。
A mid-level manager in the huge Roman army.
在这个罗马的部队里面，他是一个中级，你可以说他是一个中阶的这个管理者。
a Gentile in the midst of Jews.
在犹太人中，他是一个外邦人。
And a monotheist in the midst of pagan worshippers.
他在外邦多神异教的信仰里面，他是一个信奉独一神的人。
It's hard to be more of an outsider.
你很难找再找到任何像他这样子到处都是在圈外的一个人。
Verse 2.
第二节。
About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, Cornelius. And he stared at him in terror and said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among them, those who attended him. And having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa.
第三节，有一天，约在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去，到他那里说：“哥利牛，哥利牛，定睛看他，惊怕说：主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和周祭达到神的面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个橡皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。”向他说话的天使去后，哥利牛叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。
So Cornelius was an outsider who wanted to be closer to God.
所以哥利牛他是一个虔诚人，他希望与神更亲近。
And the text tells us about 3 o'clock he was praying.
这里讲到在大概早晨三点的时候，他在向神祷告。
And the angel says, Cornelius, your worship and your prayer and your giving is now a memorial to God.
在这个地方，天使就告诉他说，你的祷告和你的周祭已经蒙纪念了。
The phrase comes from Leviticus chapter 2, where God is giving the people of Israel instructions on how to give sacrifices.
这段的背景是来自于利未记第二章那里神指示以色列人怎么样献祭。
A memorial is the little bit you burn at the beginning of a sacrifice.
这种蒙纪念的祭是你在刚开始的献祭的起初将其中一部分献上。
It's where you ask God to remember you with favor.
他在那样子献祭里面是你求神能够纪念你施恩给你。
Cornelius before the main sacrifice had been praying, and now God remembered him with favor.
所以哥利牛在神的面前祷告，神说你的这个所行，你的祷告和你的周祭已经蒙纪念了。
The angel's message is very clear.
天使的这个信息是非常的清晰。
Send people to Joppa to find Peter.
派人去把这个在约帕的这个西门找来。
Now it's not clear that Cornelius knew who Peter was.
我们其实不确定这个哥利牛知不知道彼得是谁。
But if the angel said, go get him, Cornelius said, yes, sir.
当天使跟他讲去把彼得找来的时候这个哥利牛就说是的。
Notice there's no hesitation and no argument.
你看到他那里注意他没有任何的迟疑跟这个争辩。
He calls his two servants and his God-fearing soldier and sends them off.
所以他就找了两个家人和另外一个虔诚兵来派他们去找彼得。
To start about a 30-mile journey from Caesarea to Joppa.
就开始了一个大概30里的这样子的旅程，从这个该萨利亚到约帕。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The next day, as they were on their journey, and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop from the sixth hour to pray. And he became hungry and wanted something to eat.But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its 4 corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了想要吃。那家人正在预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，细的四角垂在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，比天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说，彼得起来宰了吃。
Timing is really important in this story.
这时间点啊，在这故事里面是非常的重要。
Peter has no idea that Cornelius's men are on their way.
彼得在那时候并不晓得哥林流所派的人正在来啊这个约帕的路上。
But was his practice he went up to pray about noon.
他就照着他日常所行的到屋顶上啊去啊祷告。
Now houses in the first century had usually large flat roofs.
在第一世纪他们的房子通常房顶啊是平的。
And we don't know if Peter wanted to get upstairs to be by himself or maybe to get a nice sea breeze.But for whatever reason, he went up to pray.
我们不晓得彼得为什么要上到那个地方。也许他想独自一人，或者是他到台上可以看眺望这个海边不管如何，他到了那个地方预备祷告。
And I love this part of the story.
我只喜欢这一段的故事，这一个部分，这个故事里面这一段。
Because just like me, when he starts to pray, he gets distracted.
就像我一样每次祷告的时候就容易被分心，因为肚子就开始饿起来了。
This time it's his stomach.
这一次呢是他肚子饿。
In those days, they usually ate big meals in the morning and then in the evening.
在当时的时候他们的主要的主餐是在早餐跟晚餐。
But for some reason, Peter now wants a midday snack.
但是不晓得为什么彼得决定希望能够有一个午餐。
And while the meal is being prepared, Peter falls into, this text says, a trance.
所以当这里讲到说，人家正在预备午饭的时候呢，彼得就魂游向外。
In the Greek, trance means a profound state of focus on the Lord and on His presence.
其实在希腊文里面，魂游向外指的是一种极度深度的这个对神的一个关注。
It wasn't a vague experience.
它不是一种空虚缥缈的一种的经验。
Peter was in very close communication and communion with God.
他正与神有一个非常直接亲密的一个交谈。
And the message shocks him.
但是这个信息却让他极为震惊。
Commentators aren't sure what the animals came down on.
圣经的注释家他们不确定这些东西到底掉到一个什么东西上面。
The same Greek word is used for both sheet and sail.
这里讲到大部在希腊文里面有时候是讲到这个帆船的帆或者就是一块布。
So looking at the sea, Peter might have seen boats and that might have inspired the sail, the vision.
也许他在这个屋顶上看见海上的这些帆船，也许让彼得有了这样子的一个联想。
But what is very clear is that it was filled with all kinds of animals.
但是重要的是这个布里面摆了各式各样的这个走兽和昆虫，天上的飞鸟。
Both those that were considered okay to eat and not okay to eat.
其中有一些东西有一些是当时他们犹太人认为可以吃的，那有一些是他们认为不可以吃的。
In the Old Testament, God gave the nation of Israel very clear civil instructions on what they were to eat.
在当时的这个上帝给以色列人的这个民法里面呢，宗教法里面就讲到。很清楚地告诉他们什么东西可以吃，什么东西不可以吃。
For example, in Leviticus 11, it says acceptable meat comes from animals that chew their cud and have a cloven hoof.
在第十二章里面，利未记里面就讲到哪些东西是可以吃的，包括cloven teeth， 包括好像是双蹄的动物。
Cows and sheep were okay.Pigs were definitely not.
所以牛跟羊可以吃，但是猪却不可以吃。
And a good Jewish man was going to make sure that all of the blood had been drained from the animal before he ate it.
所以当时的这个他们规定这个牛羊这个要把所有的血都放干净了以后才能够吃他们的肉。
To violate these rules would make you unclean.
当你违反了这些诫命的时候，你自己就变成不洁净。
And so on the sheet were both kosher or clean animals, non-kosher and unclean animals.
所以他们这中间是有一些是洁净的动物，有些是不洁净的动物。
And snakes, which were definitely unclean.
这个羊是洁净，但是蛇就比方说蛇就一定是不洁净的。
And God says to Peter, "Kill and eat."
但是这个神却跟彼得说把它宰了吃。
Now, Peter has been dealing with a lot of unclean things lately.
在彼得当时的时候，他 碰到自己做了很多需要跟这不洁净有关系的事情。
And remember, if you were unclean as a Jewish person, you couldn't worship in the temple.
你要记得，当这个犹太人他们自己变成不洁净的时候，他们就不能够到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
To be unclean cut you off from God.
当你成为不洁净的时候，你就与上帝有了一个隔绝。
But towards the end of chapter 9, Peter heals Aeneas, a paralyzed man.
在第九章的地方这个彼得他医治了其中一个瘸子，就使得他自己成为了一个这个不洁净的人。
Disabled people were considered unclean, so to touch him to bring healing would have made Peter unclean.
因为这种残疾的人在当时是被视为不洁净，当你去医治他碰到他的时候，你自己在当时的人就被视为是不洁净的。
And then at the end of chapter 9, he brings Dorcas back from the dead.
在第九章最后的时候，他让多加从死里复活。
Dead bodies were definitely unclean, so touching her would have made Peter unclean.
那种死了的人也是被视为不洁净，你碰到他，医治他，使他复活，在当时也是被为也会使得彼得成为一个不洁净的人。
Even his current lodging would have made Peter unclean.
甚至包括他现在住的地方，都可能使得彼得成为一个不洁净的人。
You see, a tanner skinned animals for their hides, and there must have been blood everywhere.
你要知道这个橡皮匠他们的工作就是宰杀这些牲畜，取他们的皮革，所以他们住的地方一定到处都是血。
In fact, verse 6 tells us that he lived by the sea.
其实如果你看他第六节，他说他们的房子是在海边上面。
It was not because he was financially well off.
不是因为他有钱所以住在海边。
He was unclean and therefore had to live outside of the city.
因为他们的职业是不洁净的，所以他们不能够住在城里面，必须住在城外。
Unclean, 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 and God tells Peter, kill and eat.
到处他的一路走来很多的不洁净，但这时候神跟他说，你这些动物要宰了吃。
But unlike Cornelius, Peter decides to argue.
但是跟哥利牛不一样的是，彼得决定要向这个上帝来申诉一下。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean."
彼得就说，主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没吃过。
And the voice came to him a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven.
接着第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。这样一连三次，然后那物就收回天上去了。
Peter appears to have reached his limit.
看起来彼得已经到了忍无可忍的地步。
He'll work with unclean people.
他在工作上必须传道上必须接触这些不洁净的人。
But not eat unclean food.
但是他实在不能够吃这些不洁净的食物。
And notice he argues with the vision three times.
你注意看他在所面对的这个意象里面，他向上帝申诉了三次。
Now maybe he thinks God is testing how devout he is.
也许他想说，上帝，这试试看他到底是不是真的非常的敬虔。
And maybe he wants to prove that he's more loyal than Esau, who sold his birthright for a bowl of stew.
也许他想要证明他自己比起以扫，他为了这个一碗红豆汤就卖了自己长子名分。也许他要证明他比以扫要好。
But more likely, he just doesn't understand.
但是也许他就是真的不明白神。
You see, Peter was raised to follow the Jewish law.
你要知道，彼得他是从小这个长大都接受这都是遵行这个上帝的这个律法的这个圣经里面的律法。
And dietary restrictions were very clear: eat nothing unclean.
而当时他们的这种食物礼仪的这食物的律法是非常的清楚，不要吃那些不洁净的动物。
In fact, see Peter's response. He says, "I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean."
所以你看他这里的解释是非常，彼得说的很清楚的。他说，凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。
But he's forgetting Jesus's words from Mark chapter 7.
但是他就忘记了这个主耶稣基督在这个马可福音第七章所说的话。
Jesus says, do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him? Since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled. Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.
马可福音里面，主耶稣自己就说了，你们不明白吗？岂不晓得，凡从外面进入的，不能污秽人，因为不是入他的心，乃是入他的肚腹，又落到毛刺里。又说各样的食物都是洁净的。又说人从人里面出来的，那才能污秽人，因为从里面的就是从人心所发出的恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、毁谤、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
Jesus taught, it's not the food that you eat, it's what's in your heart.
耶稣说，不是你所吃的，乃是你的心能够使人污秽。
And every human man and woman has a heart.
而我们每一个人都有这样子的一颗心。
Verse 15, the Spirit says, what God has made clean, do not call common.
第十五节他就讲到说，神所洁净的，你不可以当作俗物。
But it was too much of a request for Peter.
但对彼得来讲，这是这个对他来讲是太难遵行的一件事情。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what that vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate and called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them. And Peter went down to the men and said, I am the one you were looking for. What is the reason for your coming?
在十二十七节，彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外喊着说，有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有？彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同住，不要疑惑，因为是我猜他们的。于是彼得下去见那些人，说，我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故？
Peter is puzzled.
彼得心里有疑惑。
He doesn't know whether to accept the vision or accept what he's been taught.
他没有办法决定他要接受的是他所接受的以前的这些的教导，还是他要接受这个新的这个启示。
And think about Peter for a minute.
你替彼得想一想。
He's just come out of a deep connected time of prayer with God.
他刚刚从这个这个与神一个亲密的祷告当中这个回神过来。
God speaks and he recognizes that it's God because he calls him Lord.
这个神向他说话，他也知道是神向他说话，因为他说主啊。
But rather than obey, he decides to argue.
但是他没有这个顺服，倒反而与神来争辩。
And at just that moment, the delegation shows up.
就正在那时候哥林流差来的人到了。
And the last thing the Spirit says is, Peter, go with them. Don't hesitate.
圣灵就向他说，有三个人来找你，起来下去，与他们同住，不要疑惑。
The word hesitate in Greek means do not take issue with, don't doubt, don't waver.
那里讲到不要疑惑，希腊文就是说你不要这个摇摆不定也不要有任何的疑惑。
It's almost as if the Spirit says, you've been arguing with me, but don't argue with this, just go.
那口气就好像说你一直在跟我争辩，不要再说了，就跟着去吧。
So Peter goes downstairs, opens the door, and there's a Roman soldier.
所以他就下去，然后打开门，发现那里有一个罗马的兵丁。
That was not what Peter was expecting.
那不是不是彼得所预期的。
In those days, you never wanted a Roman soldier to come to your door.
你在那种的年代，你不会希望有一个罗马兵丁找上你的家门。
And so I think Peter probably swallowed hard and said, I'm Peter, what can I do for you?
彼得大概这个就咽了这个一口这个怎么讲这个吞了一口吞深呼吸了一下，然后就说你找我做什么？
You really have to feel for Peter here.
你一定啊，我想你应该很同情啊，彼得当时的处境。
God has just told him that a long-held rule and belief that he had is to be changed.
他刚刚从神那里听到说啊，这个啊，他自幼以来所遵循的这个啊规矩要被改变了。
And now he has to go away with a Roman soldier.
然后现在呢，他又啊，神又告诉他，他要跟着这个啊罗马的兵丁一起去。
Verse 22. And they said, the soldier, Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man who was well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say. So he invited them in to be his guests.
他们说百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，为犹太通国所称赞。他蒙一位圣天使指示，叫他请你到他们家里去听你的话。彼得就请他们进去住了一宿。
The soldier tells Peter the story.
这个兵丁就把这个他们所知道的这个情况告诉了彼得。
That an angel sent them to find Peter.
就是他们是因为有一个天使指示他们来找彼得的。
And that Peter is to now go to speak to a Gentile Roman centurion.
那现在彼得必须去跟一个外邦的百夫长来这个讲道。
And we see here Peter begins to understand the message.
我想这时候可以看见彼得开始能够明白他在异象中所见到的在梦魂游向外的时候所见到的异象。
He invites the travelers who are probably all Gentiles in to spend the night.
他就邀请了那些到访的旅客，他们很可能都是外邦人，邀请他们进到自己的家进到这个家中住了一宿。
He made them his guests.
他让他成为这个家里面的一个客人。
This is a major cultural change.
这个在当时来讲是一个文化上的剧烈的一个改变。
Historians have written that in the first century, Jewish midwives were not allowed to help pregnant Gentile women.
在第一世纪的那些史学家记载说，当时的以色列人，他们的接生婆是不准他们帮助外邦人接生的。
Because to help that mother have her baby would bring just one more Gentile into the world.
因为你帮这些外邦人接生，你就等于是多增加，让这个世界多增加了一个外邦人。
The Jews called them dogs.
犹太人称这些外邦人是狗。
They said they were unlovable, they were common, and they were unclean.
说他们是不蒙神爱是这个俗的，是不洁净的。
But Peter, having heard from God, is starting to understand.
但是当彼得听到神在这个异象里面跟他说的话的时候，他开始明白神的意思。
What God has created and declared clean is clean.
这个神所视为洁净的，宣告为洁净的，就是洁净。
Verse 23.
The
next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends.
次日起身和他们同去的还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。又次日他们进入该撒利亚，哥尼流已经请了他的亲属和密友等候他。
We don't know how much sleep Peter got that night.
我们不晓得彼得在那个晚上到底睡的多有睡了几个小时。
You can imagine the vision rolling over in his mind all night.
你可以猜想这个他之前的那个意象在他的心里面反复的这个出现。
The thought that he's getting ready to go off with a Roman soldier was probably gnawing at him as well.
这个想到这个他即将要去到一个这个外邦人的家里面的时候，他心里面一定被这个搅扰。
And we have some sense that he expected something to happen because he wanted to bring some other Christians along to witness it.
所以我想他心里面也知道有一些什么事情将会发生，所以他就带着其他的一些弟兄一起同行。
In the next chapter, we learn that six brothers accompanied Peter to Caesarea.
如果看下一章就知道有六个弟兄他们跟着这个彼得一起去。
2 days of walking the 30 miles.
大概花两天的时间走这三十里的路。
They get to Cornelius' house, and he's gathered up all of his family and friends to hear from this godly man.
到了这个哥林流家，他已经把他的亲朋好友都召聚到他家里，要来听彼得这个讲述。
And he meets Peter at the door, the text tells us.
经文告诉我们，他在这个门口迎接彼得。
Because Cornelius knew that no Jewish, especially godly Jewish man, would enter the house of a Gentile.
因为哥林流知道这些有以色列人，特别是那些敬虔的以色列人，是不会进到这外邦人的家里去。
It would make them unclean.
因为进到外邦人的家里面，就使得他这个以色列人变成不洁净。
It would make them uncomfortable.
就起码是会让他们觉得这个浑身不自在。
But the beginning of verse 25 says Peter entered.
但是二十五节这个一开始就说彼得进去。
In verse 28, it says how significant this is.
在二十八节就让我们看见他这个进去是一件何等不一样的事情。
It's not on the slide, but just listen to the words.
在这个。上面没有写的就听经文上这样子说。
And he said to them, you yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean.
他说彼得说你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的。但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的。
No matter what his upbringing or culture had taught him，
不管他的从小的背景和他所接受的教育如何。
Peter does not see Cornelius as something that is common or unclean。
彼得没有办法看哥林流为一个俗而不洁净的。
Peter is changed。
彼得已经被改变了。
So the question this morning is, how about us?
今天的早上的问题乃在于说，那对我们来讲又如何？
How open are we to change?
我们对于改变是多么愿意的开放呢？
When God speaks, do you obey, or like Peter, do you argue?
当上帝说话的时候，我们是这个顺服，还是向神来争辩？
Let me give you just a couple of examples.
让我给你几个例子。
John chapter 13.
在约翰福音的第十三章
A new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Jesus is speaking this at the Last Supper.
耶稣基督是在最后的晚餐的时候说了这一段话。
And how is he about to love us?
他将怎么样来表示他对我们的爱呢？
He's about to experience horrible pain and discomfort and death.
他将要经验到一个极度可怕的一个死亡。
And he says this limitless love is how other people will know that you're my disciple.
他说这样的爱是让别人能够看出你是我们你们是我的门徒。
How well do you and I endure pain to love other people?
你我是怎么样为了爱别人能够愿意承担这样子的痛苦。
Or when love gets hard, do you leave?
还是当爱一个人非常困难的时候你就转头离开。
Ephesians 4:32.
以弗所书的第四章三十二节说
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So how does God in Christ forgive me?
到底神在基督里怎么样的饶恕了我们呢？
Completely and repeatedly.
他完全的饶恕，并且一再的饶恕。
Does he ever lose patience because I fail him?
他是否就失去了这个忍？当我们一再犯罪的时候，他是否失去了他的耐心呢？
No.
没有。
Has anyone ever hurt you and you found it impossible to forgive?
有没有人伤害过你，而你觉得你没有办法饶恕他呢？
Or maybe they've hurt you multiple times and you've said, I've forgiven enough, I can't go any further.
还是你曾经饶恕过好多次，然后你说，我已经受够了。
Remember Ephesians 4, that we're to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us.
记得以弗所说，以弗所这地方所说的，要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
One more. Philippians 2:14.
另外一节，在腓立比书第二章十四节。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Really, God, all things?
真的吗上帝你是说凡所行的一切吗
Probably enough said on that.
我想我们已经在这方面说的够多了。
But you see, here's where we see the beauty of the gospel.
我们在这个地方就看见福音它所美丽的地方。
Because the gospel is not just the power to save us, but it's the power and grace to change us.
福音不但是单单的救赎我们它是乃是有神的能力和恩典能够改变我们。
For on our own we can't change.
因为靠着我们自己，我们是没有办法改变。
If I say in my mind, I'm going to forgive you, I'm going to forgive you, I'm going to forgive you, it doesn't go away, it just gets deeper.
当我们自己跟自己不反复的说，我要原谅你，我要原谅你，我要原谅你，这种不会解决问题，反而使得我们的不原谅更加的深藏在我们的心里。
On our own we're stuck.
当我们靠着自己的力量的时候，我们就陷在这种的困境里面。
But through the new life that comes through Jesus, we're able to change, to get new attitudes.
当耶稣基督的新的生命来到我们生命里面的时候，我们就可以被变化，而且开始有了一个新的心意跟态度。
Like Peter, we can understand and embrace people who are different from us.
像彼得，他可以开始去拥抱、欢迎、接纳。这些这跟他不一样的这些人
Because God has created them.
因为上帝造了这些人
Business has recently taken me to India on travel.
我最近因为工作的关系让我到了印度去旅行到印度
And in India the people are everywhere.
在印度到处都是人
But poverty is incredible.
他们那地方的贫穷是到处可见。
And God is working on my heart every time I see Indians, I feel compassion for their city and for the country.
每次在那个地方，神都在我心里面动工，因为看见了这些人，我心里面就满了怜悯之心。
I don't consider the fact that I have any superiority at all. They are people just like I am people.
我不认为我自己比他们有更好，因为他们就跟我一样也是这个神所造。
As God points out things in our lives that we need, an attitudes in our life that we need to change, we need to respond.
神常在我们心里面工作，让我们愿意知道我们需要有所回应跟改变。
To seek forgiveness and to gain grace and mercy to continue to press on.
能够寻求恩典获取力量来继续我们前面的旅程。
We are not stuck where we are.
我们不会现在我们目前的这样子的困境无法前行。
We need to listen anew and afresh to God every day.
我们必须在神面前被更新每天都被更新。
I've been married for 34 years.
我结婚已经有34年的时间。
And there's hardly anything I do that bothers my wife more than finishing her sentences.
我所做的所有的事情里面最让我太太恼怒的就是我总是抢着把她要说的话说完。
When I try to guess what she's trying to say, it annoys her.
每次我要猜她心里面要讲些什么话的时候呢，她就这个非常的这个恼怒。
Because I'm not listening.
因为我就没有在听她要讲什么。
And far too often I'm wrong.
很多的时候我总是猜错。
As you read the scriptures, don't try to guess what God is saying.
当你读这段经文的时候，不要猜神到底要说什么。
Ask God to strip away all but what He wants you to hear.
让这个求神让他能够除去你心中阻碍你聆听上帝话的拦阻。
It may not always be easy.
不见得会是很容易的事情。
But it will be right and clean.And good for the building up of the kingdom.
但是确实会对建造神的国度 是有好处，是洁净的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, you are so much bigger than we will ever grasp in this world.
父神，你是何其的伟大，我们在这个地方没有完全的能够明白你。
You are far above all things.
你远超过万物。
And Lord, we pray that we would become better listeners to you.
我们祷告求你让我们成为更会更懂得聆听你话语的人。
Forgive us for bringing false expectations or beliefs to your word.
请你原谅我们把一些不正确的一种的想法一种的期盼带进了这个我们的信仰的世界里面。
Forgive us for arguing with you when you speak to us.
也原谅我们当你向我们说话的时候，我们向你争辩。
Give us grace and mercy to respond in love.
让我们能够在爱里面用恩典和用恩典来回应。
And may our love be strong for all people everywhere.
让我们的爱能够向着众人显出它的坚强。
For who you have declared clean is clean.
因为你宣告所有这些人都是洁净。
Through the blood of our Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we come to the table.